What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jasmine, Pepper, and Jester are in the house. What's up?
Hello, everybody.
What's up, guys?
So, we got an interesting show that pretty much the first, our first little segment here is going to kind of get us warmed up and set up for it. And this is a game that you're both going to recognize. It's called Guess That Fetish. And if you haven't heard Guess That Fetish before, it is a guessing game where one of us will read off some philias and the other one will have to try to guess what they are. And then if they get them, cool. If not, then we'll let you know what they are too. We played this game a couple times, so we're going to go ahead and get into it. So I have the list here. The first one is hybristophilia.
Hybristophilia. Something with the breast.
Does it have anything to do with water?
It does not. Nor does it have anything to do with breast.
Hybristophilia.
What is it?
It is attraction to criminals, particularly for cruel and outrageous crimes.
Wow.
So,
interesting.
I guess like people. A Jeffrey Dahmer type or... Charles Manson.
Or that guy they
beat
in L.A.
What's that?
They have legit people that, like,
Richard Ramirez. Yeah, the Night Stalker.
Serial killers. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and that's that fetish for it. So it's...
Gosh, what is that show?
Which one?
With Kevin Bacon. It's about, like, this guy, and he was, like, a cult leader... And then, like, there's all sorts of people that started, like, following him.
Kevin Bacon?
Fuck, what is that show called?
Oh, the one that was in Waco? Or was it the one that they were doing about Charles Manson and his
No, Kevin Bacon thing? Wasn't in there.
Was it?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, it's a TV show. Oh. What is that called? The Following. The Following. Have you seen that show?
No, uh-uh.
Is it creepy?
Okay,
sounds super creepy, doesn't it?
Yeah, The Following.
Kevin Bacon's in it. It's basically about a show about the serial killer and that he's trying to chase him. And basically, he has a following. He's like a cult leader.
Wow.
So they have like all sorts of people that are obsessed with him and follow him around and, you know, do what he says and stuff. So it's like partly terrorism and like partly cult.
Terrorphilia.
Oh, shit.
All right, so the next,
all right,
one,
what's your next one
is klismophilia.
Klismophilia. It has my name.
Or klismophilia. Yeah, that's right.
Klismophilia.
What is that? Like
something with the clit.
No.
What?
It's like a chlamydia fetish.
Ew.
That is gross.
That's what it sounds like.
The next thing you're going to hear is I'm hooked on the herps. You guys are gross.
That is sick.
It's actually...
I think I have a fetish for clap.
It's arousal and enjoyment in receiving or administering enemas.
Ew. Wow, at least you're cleaning yourself out.
Cookie would have been perfect for this one.
Or both.
That's not that bad.
But that's how they get their jollies is with enemas.
Wow. I gotta try that.
So essentially you're like scissoring and trading off or something or what?
Basically, yeah. Like instead of like a double-sided dildo, I guess they just do the double-sided enema.
The double-sided enema.
Do they sell those?
Two girls, one hose.
Oh, fuck, you're dirty. Two girls, one hose. Two girls, one double-ended turkey baster.
Right? I mean, like, I don't understand, like, how that could, like, get you off. Like,
try it.
I don't even like using a bidet. Like, I'm not gonna let them shoot the water with a hose up there. Like, what? Like that.
Hey, those things are cool.
Yeah, the douche ones.
Washes everything off.
Yeah, spray that shit up there. I'm gonna try the enema one now.
Are you gonna have it done to you, or you're gonna try it to somebody else?
I'm gonna do
else?
It to myself.
Oh, God.
I gotta clean my ass.
You can't do it with alcohol. It has to be water.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
You can't do it with LA's awesome
I'll
cleaner.
I'll do like 80% alcohol and the rest 20% water. Well, mix it in there.
That's like shotgunning whatever alcohol you're putting in there, because it doesn't have to go through your stomach. It just absorbs right away. So if you stick a hose up your ass and put alcohol up there, it's like you'll get really drunk fast. Yeah.
Then maybe I should do that before I go out at night.
Oh my god. I have an alcohol enema, please.
Well, people do it with like e pills.
One hose of Jack, please.
Fuck, I'll get real fucked up.
Imagine. Yeah. All right, so moving on. Number three is masophilia.
Does that have anything to do with breasts?
Yes, it does.
Say it again.
Masophilia.
So is it like a fetish for breasts?
Yeah.
I knew it because mas means like breasts in like whatever language.
Yeah,
misogyny or whatever.
Highly atypical sexual interest focused on female breasts is what it's exactly called.
I don't know what that would be, masophilia.
So is it anything in particular about like titties or what?
Pretty much. It's like the main focus is the titties. Like, wow. That's what gets them off. I mean, that one I see as reasonable. I mean, who doesn't like tits?
Yeah. You know? But to get off? Like, to get off on just tits?
If they're really, really nice tits, I mean, hey. Yeah. I'm willing to try.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
That's so fun for the girl. Just get off on my tits. I want to get pleasure, too.
I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm like, yeah, I get it, but it's not her fetish. And if she has a fetish like that, then I'm pretty sure she's not going to be with a guy. So,
yeah, that's true.
So, does that have anything to do with like man tits?
What if you're gay, huh?
I don't know. If you could find me a chick that's into fucking, man cans. Yeah, man cans. One, I'll buy you dinner, and two, I want to meet that chick.
Buy me dinner, really?
If you can find somebody, no, they have to be genuinely into man cans, though.
Okay, I'm interested in that.
I mean,
I'm gonna be in the hunt for now, looking for this chick who likes.
We'll put it on the blog, on the message boards, and on the blogs. If you like man cans, you have to like genuinely like man cans. If you like them and enjoy them, go ahead and reply, and we want to talk to you. Because, yeah, I seriously don't know any chick that would like be interested in man cans.
Well, what do you mean interested? Like be with somebody with man cans?
Like have like that?
There has to be. I mean, there's fucking people that like eat drywall, for fuck's sake. Like, I mean, there's gotta be someone crazy out there who likes that shit.
Who's into big, fat, saggy man breasts.
Hello.
Pretty much.
Well, hello, what?
I had an ex.
Oh, her ex.
Not that I was interested.
Oh, there you go. I got my dinner.
Yep. Well, no, but...
Found her.
Wait, so you were into his tits? Like, his big man tits?
Not
okay,
into them, but like, mine.
But that's the bet, though. She has to find somebody that's genuinely into,
no one's
like,
going to be into them. I mean, they'll accept
that's
them.
What I said.
Yeah.
But I guess, well, that's why there's dinner at stake.
Yes. What kind of dinner are we talking? Because it's going to give me more motivation.
Dude, I told you I can't find cat or dog as easily as I used to. So you're going to have to, like, settle for, like, hamburgers or steak or some shit.
Hamburgers or steak. Okay. I am down for this.
So if I can find dog, I'll try to hook it up, but I'm pretty sure...
You can find him in TJ.
TJ.
At the donkey show.
Right. They sell him on the side. Right. All right. So here we go.
Bacon-wrapped.
Bacon-wrapped dog? Well, it's worth a shot, right? I mean,
there's people that are into, like, milking things, so I don't see why not.
What was that? Meet the Fockers? I have nipples, Jack. Can you milk me?
That's fucked up.
Exactly. Actually. I'm telling you, there has to be someone crazy out there that likes that shit.
All right, if we can find him, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so,
okay. All right. So challenge here, accepted.
Sweet. All right. So the next one is troilism.
Is that when you're into trolls?
No.
Spell it.
T R O I L I S M.
Well, it has to be trolls. Hmm. Little people? Dwarfs? Well, that's dwarfism.
Does that have anything to do with, like, insects?
No.
Ew.
No, I know. This one was weird.
I'm stuck on trolls.
Right, you guys give up?
Yeah.
The troll fight.
It is cuckolding. It is watching one's partner have sex with somebody else.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right. I mean, I...
So if you're into threesomes, then you would be into that then?
I think it's...
I'm assuming, or it's more like... It's more like when you're married and you like to watch your wife, right? Get fucked by somebody else.
Right. It's something like you liking to watch your partner have sex with somebody else and you're, like, not involved at all.
You know how many times people from Tinder, when I said I had an open relationship at some point, was asking me about that?
Oh, if your husband had to watch?
Yeah. And I was like, no. Not really. That's not really what I was like looking for. Right. But okay.
Like, why did you want him to? That would have been my fucking first question. Is like, ew, dude, did you want him to watch? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm offering you ass. You're asking about my husband. The fuck? Do you want to just talk to him?
Fuck.
Exactly. Fucking homo.
Anyways.
All right. Okay, here's the next one. Urolagnia.
Urolagnia. It has to do with urine.
You're close, yes.
Peeing on somebody.
Is it golden showers?
It is a golden shower, but there's a stipulation.
Peeing
face.
Basically because I was right.
It's also referred to as water sports.
Okay,
the stipulation is this one is particularly in public.
What the hell?
Yes.
Oh, what? Golden showers in public?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
How the fuck do you pull that shit off?
I don't know.
There's some weird shit out there.
He's a fine homeless person. Just sitting
in a public pool.
She got stung by a jellyfish. I have to pee on her.
Sleeping homeless person.
Oh, that's a perfect excuse.
Just walk her to a walk
over. Do it in public.
I was washing down the sidewalk.
But here's the thing, though. When people perform that, do they I mean, I don't know. I don't know anyone who's done it. So,
that's
kind of hard to ask. But isn't it, like, it has to do with, like, ownership, practically?
Yeah.
Like, marking your territory, so to
speak.
Well,
it's either peeing on or being peed on. But it's, like, the preference is in public.
Oh, shit.
Okay, got you. Mm-hmm. Never tried that one before.
All right. Here's our last one. Autoandrophilia.
Has to do with the car.
Wow.
Right?
No.
Is that what it is?
Auto.
No, it's not. There is a fetish. Oh. There is a philia for that, but it's not that one.
You said androphilia?
Autoandro.
So does that have anything to do with robots?
Oh, maybe.
It does not.
Okay.
But some of the people kind of seem like robots.
Cyborgs.
No.
Mannequins.
No.
Blow up dolls.
No. A biological female imagining herself as a male.
What the?
Transgender people.
Oh, okay, got you.
Hence the robot comment.
Wow.
Sheep, I guess, really. No, because even Cookie and I had this conversation. It was like, you know, asking a gay person for his perspective of the whole transgender thing and, like, what he thought. And a lot of it is, like, it comes down to a question is, how would you know? Like, how do you know that you would be better off as a guy or you want to be a guy because you've never been a guy. Yeah. You don't know what it's like. You don't know how people treat you. You don't know the first thing about it. But you're so sure that you want to be one. Why?
Yeah.
And not one person that's transgender could ever answer that question when I asked. And so, and that's basically what Cookie said too. He goes, "Well, what the fuck? How do you know that you want to be a guy or you want to be a girl? You've only ever been one or the other. Never, yeah. You know." So it's like that grass is greener on the other side argument. Like,
okay, just like a gay and a lesbian. Why are you lesbian? Why are you gay? I don't know. Like, they just become.
No, I think it's different looking at, like, who you like versus who you physically want to be.
They just want to be it. They're tired of being a man or a woman, whatever it is, and they want to change.
But the question... The
I don't
question,
think it's that simple.
Like, it's not going to change their life.
Why, like, though? Why would you want to be a guy if you were a girl?
Tired of being a girl or tired of being a guy.
Well, what's so much better about being the other one?
Maybe they think it's better. I have no idea. I'm
just maybe I think it's... Like, says, I mean, if you look like, at if you I really look at a... it, though, sex is not really just a physical level, so... Sometimes people get turned on, like, in the mental level, I guess. So if their brain is kind of wired to get turned on by being a different gender, then that's how they get off, if that makes any sense.
If I wanted to be a guy, it'd because I'd be tired of being a girl and I want guy parts, or I want to be a guy and live like a guy and do guy things, maybe. I don't know.
But, I mean... If you've never had to live like a guy and never had to do guy things, how would you know if you would like that, begin with?
Because
you kind of could mentally, like, train yourself as well.
Like,
you ever heard about that?
But based on
like, if you watch like a lot of like fucking anal porn, and that's what's going to fucking turn you on when you're having sex. So it's kind of one of those things. Yeah. I'm guessing.
And, I mean, it's a valid point, but at the same time, it's like, how, what are you basing that experience on?
So if it's a shitty life, you become a guy. You're having a shitty life as a girl, so what's the difference?
Then why change if there's no difference?
Well, we don't know that. The people that are going to change, like, they don't know they're going to change.
If they're
I don't know.
They're thinking it's probably going to be great, and if it's not, then oh, wow.
Hmm.
I guess. Well, I guess what's general figured out, right? Well, let us
Let's
know.
Face it. You just don't want a vagina, okay?
Fuck. I want a vagina.
You know, or the other...
Remember, I'm lazy. If I was a guy, I'd have to do all the work.
That's true.
So I like my vagina.
Well, at least you're not going to end up a slave in R. Kelly's like little sex cult. If you could be turned to be a guy, I heard he only pees on women. So what's up with that, Jasmine? Did you hear about that or that R. Kelly?
Oh, the R. Kelly thing. Yes. Yeah. Hang on, pulling it up right now. Apparently, let's see here. I guess he has like a bunch of women that live with him. That he controls what they wear, where they go, and all sorts of things. And he calls them his babies.
What the hell? How old are they?
And they're
sugar.
And they're like really young, like 19-year-olds and stuff. And you remember he got into that whole entire thing, like I don't know, a few years ago with the whole I don't know. It's like child. Whatever.
Kitty porn.
While he was
the child pornography thing or whatever, like, that he made a video with like some underage girl, and now like they're saying he has pretty much like a group of girls that are younger that pretty much he's like a sugar daddy.
He was with Aaliyah.
Except they all get golden showers on the side, something like that.
When she first came out?
Was he?
Yeah, I think they married each other. And then they, you know, it was like a one day thing.
What?
She said that he was with Aaliyah when she...
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. She was like 15 when she married him.
See? The parents didn't like it. They loved each other, supposedly, and... Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I didn't hear about that. Mm-hmm. I heard of, well, mostly I heard about the peeing thing because of the Dave Chappelle show.
Right?
I think that skit was, like, way awesome. And, like, he's all, R. Kelly is mad at me. No, there's no punchline. Right. He's mad at me. How are you going to make a video about peeing on somebody? How are you going to make a video about peeing on somebody?
Oh, God. And then there's this other article I ran into about an English teacher who's like 27 years old, and she had sex with her 16-year-old student.
Oh, my God.
And this was in Nebraska.
He's underage.
She was sentenced to 90 days in jail and 2 years probation.
Are you getting excited because he's like that young? that's her
thing. But apparently,
thing.
I don't know. Is it like
what kind of fetish is that?
I'm trying to look over here and figure out if he was like at the age of consent. I think he was. So I don't know how this is gonna all pan out. And supposedly, I think she actually just got married like a few weeks before this all happened. So I mean, that should tell you something.
Yeah.
She likes
them, yum. Pepper, you want to weigh in on this
one? And full.
No comment.
As somebody that likes them, like, young.
I don't know. Like, I have to wait for there to, like, overage the 18 year. Like,
I actually have not been with anyone who is, like, really, really much younger than me.
What if the age of consent was 16?
Oh, then yeah.
I cannot. Oh God, you're bad. I don't know.
If I was 27, though.
Right.
If you were 27, you would. I mean, it is kind of like what, like a 10-year difference. My parents.
Yeah, that's like me and my boyfriend were 13 years apart. Oh.
Which is
13 years apart.
Yeah, which is more than the teacher and the student.
So when I was 27, he was like what, 13?
Yeah.
See, that's bad.
You already had pubes, and he was still in diapers.
I was in out of college. He was birdie hitting high school.
That's just wrong. I don't know. But I guess it's different when it's like the guy who's like older, and then the girl who's older too.
Yeah, the girl there's older. This, but it's gross when the guy like is taboo. Old and he's dating a 16-year-old. That's like, no, that's a perv.
They're giving Pepper shit so for dating.
Let me ask you this, though. Since you were older, were you, like, a sugar mama?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a sugar mama.
Okay. Okay, I just had to ask.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was love. No.
So he was a trust fund baby? Is that what it is? So you weren't the sugar mama, so he had to be a trust fund baby. That's why you were with him.
Is that
I get
what you
it.
Call it?
Oh, shit. Yeah, where they're super, where they're super rich. They just have to wait to be a certain age before they can touch the money.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
They were making, like, they were talking shit. You're dating somebody half your age, so what? You're dating a 20-year-old.
I don't care. I love it.
So, I think if it's the age of consent, like, I don't see how it, I mean, other than the fact that, yeah, she's married and it's probably unethical by, you know, their school standards, but,
well,
I mean,
she's a teacher.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's probably against school policy not to sleep with the students, even if they're at age. Like, if you know, the high school student's 18, and you know the teacher still wants to. You
yeah,
know, they
but
still
that's like jobs.
Anyways.
You don't mess. You don't have relationships.
Okay, I have to ask.
Jobs,
this
so.
Is totally off. Well, it's kind of on topic, but we didn't talk about it previously. Uh-huh. But have you ever had a crush on your teacher?
No.
No?
Oh yeah, dude!
Really?
I had a couple of hot teachers in high school. Fuck yeah.
I didn't have nice teachers.
Like,
I didn't have nice teachers.
Like sixth period with
an English teacher and an English teacher and like well it was she was well I didn't have her for any classes but she was a teacher there but they were both like hot as fuck. I think everybody had a crush on them.
I remember it's so funny. My geometry teacher, he had like
you would pick the math class. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my geometry teacher.
Or the computer.
He had like this fiance that I should not look like Jennifer Love Hewitt. So every time we were in class and stuff, all the guys were like, "Hey, his name was like Mr. Sabalza, but they call him Sick Balza."
Genius.
This is so terrible. I hope he never fucking runs into this podcast because I'm totally name dropping, but whatever. But anyways, everyone was like saying, oh man, your fiance's so fucking hot. Look at them tits and shit. Like, totally fucking disrespectful. Oh my God. But it's because he has a picture of like his fiance and stuff, and she was hot. So anyways, that's just fucking ranting, yeah. I guess. I don't think I've ever had like a crush on a teacher.
Yeah,
no, like,
I have teachers, I guess. We had like really old ones.
So did I. That sounds like they're
like
old.
Dinosaur ancient ones that lived in like the fucking no shit. World War II or something.
I had old ones.
No, I went to like two different high schools, so it
Oh, did you?
Yeah, my scholarship ran out at one and then ended up going to another one for my senior year, which was stupid because I was the only like senior that didn't know where anything was.
And I walked
Yeah, I walked into a class late and she's like, nice of you to join us. I'm like, sorry, I didn't know where the class was. And she goes, this is a senior class. Are you in the right classroom? And I said, yes. And she goes, it's been 4 years and you still don't know where your classes are? I said, this is my first day here.
Oh, God.
Well, there was a hot female teacher at my school, my high school. But no guy, no man one. Like, no. They were old, fat, bald. I don't know. But that one.
Yeah, we had like really old dinosaur ones, yeah, too.
Like, what the hell?
The ones that talk with like a monotone voice. And I had one who was like, sounds like fucking Gilbert Gottfried almost. Like, oh God.
I don't know who that,
that
is.
Was like, I know, terrible, right? Yeah, I think he was like my American literature teacher, I think is what he was.
American literature.
God, he was fucking crazy. Anyways.
So, moving on to the next little segment. So, Pepper and I sitting here last night and we're talking and the topic of who should bring the condoms, the guy or the girl, came up. And so I think either or, who cares, so long as somebody fucking brings them, they're going to get used. I think that's the main point. You know what I mean?
I think that it should be the guy to carry them. That's his responsibility.
Why?
What?
Because, like, we take our birth control, so they should carry the condoms. Like, come on. We carry something, do something, so should you. For a woman to carry a condom in a purse, to me, that comes off as you're a hoe, you sleep around, you're prepared.
So what? You're prepared. That's all.
Yeah, you're prepared
matters.
Is a good thing, but, like, it just says you sleep around, and if you carry condoms in your purse, like, that's a guy's duty.
I'm still worried
about fucking honestly, all I'm fucking worried about is, like, really paying for them, because hot fucking damn, they're fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They can be. I mean, if you fuck a lot.
Well, and the thing I asked her is, if you're on birth control, why do you need the condom?
For a disease.
Well, can't you,
you don't know what's out there.
Get the person that you're sleeping with checked? I mean, wouldn't that
so before you sleep with them, you're supposed to say, I need you to get...
All I'm concerned about, honestly, is, like,
a simple question, do you have herpes?
Both parties
are,
like, responsible for the fucking condom, sure. But if you're saying, okay, the girls, like, the girls shouldn't be responsible for the condom, then I'm gonna be like, okay, well, then, if the guy brings a fucking condom, then a girl fucking carries around a fucking dental dam? Fuck that shit. Do you even know what that looks like? It's like a fucking sheath. Like, who even buys those? Where the fuck do you even see those? So, no. I'd rather fucking bring a fucking condom than a fucking goddamn dental dam, like, or a fucking diaphragm, or whatever the fuck other
fucking
contraceptives there are.
A girl condom?
Yeah, exactly. The female condom. Yeah, no.
Why? I don't know. The guy should carry it in his wallet or pocket, whatever.
Or just don't sleep with dirty people if you're on birth control.
Okay, well,
already.
You don't know who's clean or who's dirty. You don't know who's clean or who's dirty, right?
Pretty much.
Well,
you're going to take their word?
If you don't believe them, then ask to see proof.
I'll be like, can you go get your exam today or tomorrow morning and then come back with me with the results?
Or just show me your paperwork that says you're clean.
People don't have paperwork. Not on them.
You'd be surprised.
Oh my god, it's so simple just to fucking bring it.
You'd be surprised.
Fuck, let me go get a printout of my medical records then.
You just take right? a screenshot of on your phone. How hard is that?
That doesn't tell if you have a disease or not.
Yeah, it does. It's the blood test. If you've never had one,
I've had I many blood tests.
They have the swab test too for other chef. Things.
Well, yeah, when the gynecologist does it.
Yeah, she likes those.
swab me some more.
She enjoys her trips to the gyno. You're probably the only chick that I know that enjoys going to the gynecologist.
I am. I'm telling you, I fucking am. I don't know why, but I'm like, yes.
Dr. Wang, OBGYN.
All the girls do it.
I think I'm name dropping fucking left and right here, but at some point, I shit you not, my OBGYN's name is In Her.
In Her. In Her. Wow.
That's epic.
I'm not even joking.
And she's the guy.
I think he was Korean. I didn't end up having him.
Oh, it's a him. In Her.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is this fucking slander or what? Do I need to look for a lawyer because I'm name dropping left and right
I've
over here? I'm like, yeah, it's this
never
doctor
heard that. That's
and this
hilarious.
This 7-Eleven guy that I, you know, what I mean?
Doctor and her, your patient's waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
Can suck you?
And when it's funny because I remember seeing it in a business card and I was like, how the fuck do I pronounce his name? I thought it was Hure or something like that or whatever, but nope.
In Her. Wow, I'm going to Google him.
And the reason I said Dr. Wang, OBGYN, is because I actually have seen that on a billboard. Dr. Wang. It's OBGYN.
My son's doctor's name is Dr. Chan. What the fuck, Chan?
Oh, man.
There's a lot of weird
I wonder if they're going to employ them at that erotica land that is going to get opened. Is that what?
In Brazil? In 2018, there's an adult-themed theme park that will have an erotic museum, a nudist pool, says a risque version of a ghost train.
Is that what happened to you with your ghost? That you ran a ghost train on you?
I didn't even think about that. That's funny.
That's where her kid
that's
came
where,
from.
That's where he works.
Ghost train.
I got trained by the
this
ghost.
This is where you'll find him again in Brazil.
There you go. You want
there
your child support,
I
go to
knew
Brazil.
I'd fucking find him. I knew it.
Just don't get on the water slide with the brown streak down the middle. It's not a racing stripe. I don't think those are two things that necessarily mix, right? I mean, nudist and free swimming and or nudist and a water slide. I mean, it's just kind of fun. You're asking for the racing stripe.
Is there a height requirement or a length requirement to ride the log ride? It has here, and also it has erotic games, a sex shop, and a fucking movie theater.
I bet you they're just going to play porn.
Pretty much. And also it says the staff encourages park goers to practice safe sex and use condoms.
Who has to bring them?
Yeah, the guy.
Exactly, I was about to say that. And it costs $100 for a ticket, and you only have to be over 18.
Oh, shit.
Instead of a high requirement, there's an age requirement. You must be 18 to ride the log ride.
It looks like R. Kelly's little babies aren't going to be able to come.
Oh, shit.
At least not at that park. I wonder if all the fountains are going to be shaped like dicks.
Shooting up.
You shoot the water
fountain.
Actually,
in this article, there are pictures and stuff. It's so funny. They already have pictures up, and I shit you not. Oh, let's see here. There's even But it says, here's the thing, though. It says there's no sex allowed on the premises. So I'm kind of like, how the fuck do you expect people not to fuck when there's, like, a nudist pool next to, like, a fucking totem pole made out of penises? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's bullshit. There's going to be people fucking all over that part.
But they're distributing fucking condoms for, like...
Right. Yeah, they're...
Maybe they have, like, a private area where you could do that. Like, a smoke area.
A smoking area? A fucking area?
Yeah, a fucking area.
Go over there to smoke. Go over here to fuck.
Right?
And... Can you imagine how fucking dirty that place is going to be? Fucking use condoms all over pretty the fucking dirty. Floor instead
use
of, instead of stepping on gum. You're like fucking stepping on a fucking
used rubber.
No,
they'll have a trash can for that.
Imagine how much money they can get from recycling.
That's sick.
Cans, bottles, and rubber.
Yeah.
Creative. They take it and they melt it down and they make the rubber for the rest of the park.
That's sick.
That's what they make the dildos out of in the sex shop. The ground town used condoms.
Recycled used condoms?
That's sick.
They melt them all down again.
They have like penis straws for the drink.
That is sick.
I'm guessing there's going to be...
This is exciting. Imagine they have, like, the tunnel of love, but instead of, like, a tunnel, it's, like, a big vag. And there's, like, babies coming out.
And you shit out through the penis when you're done with the ride.
That's what the water slide should be at the end. The head of a dick, and you just slide out the...
And it shoots out water when you're coming out.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's cool. That, I want to get on that ride.
Throw like buckets of cum into like their saltwater wave pool.
They just add food coloring to the water.
That
the,
like
here, they'll put foam. Oh fuck!
I was thinking about the bathrooms and the like the faucet handles.
Oh shit!
They have fucking glory holes in the bathrooms. That's
I'm not,
perfect.
I'm not the least bit surprised.
They'll have, like, hay rides and stuff.
A glory hole that goes from the men's bathroom to the women's bathroom.
Jesus, right? Babe, go in the stall. I'll meet you here.
We should totally be, like, business consultants for this theme park, Buster.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Give them all these ideas for Prodigal Land.
Right, we'll be the think tank for them.
I want a 5% stake.
Here is your next great idea.
Got plenty of those.
I wonder how many people are going to go. I mean, I would imagine it's going to draw some interest and some... Like,
some interest you want to really some that's an understatement right there. We're already like planning a trip over here. Oh, what's God. On the itinerary?
Yeah, I wanna go. Where's that at again? In Brazil?
Okay, yeah, it's in Brazil.
Yeah, and can you imagine the people that work there? Holy shit. Well, for you, it's like Victoria's Secret models.
Are they naked?
What kind? Yeah, like what kind of costumes are they? They're gonna be walking around with assless chaps.
What kind of uniforms are they gonna be wearing, huh?
Right.
Walking around with dick and balls.
They walk around naked with flip flops and a sign that says "I work here."
Oh, God. That's funny.
Well, we got to go check that place out.
But at $100...
That's not bad.
$100, dude, that's cheaper than Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'd rather have... I don't know,
isn't that sad?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you don't count the plane ticket, it is cheaper than Disneyland. Yeah.
But can you imagine having to wipe down all those seats that you fucking ride on, though? Like, each and every roller coaster, you're like, Grandpa just sat on that.
Ew.
Like,
I think there should be, like, an age,
sweaty-ass
like,
nuts.
What age you can't go. Like, over, like, maybe, what, 30? 40? 40 maybe?
I'll be bringing like Lysol wipes up the ass.
Not 50.
Right? That's what I was thinking too, and that's why I was saying it. I mean, can you imagine how fucking dirty that place is gonna get?
That's gross.
It's all sticky.
You're gonna walk around every part of the park is all
Take your sanitizer with you.
No shit, hand sanitizer everywhere.
Fucking spray it, wipe it down.
There's like lube dispensers.
Well, if they're going to pass out free condoms, they may as well have lube dispensers too, right? Because yeah. You walk around and, oh shit, well, here we go. Squirt, squirt, and we're good to go.
Slip and slide.
That's gross. They put lube on there.
That should be one of the rides. The slip and slide.
Maybe we'll find somebody who's like into man titties.
There.
At a rock plant. Or double-ended enemas. Oh, God.
Two girls, one bag.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. That's fucking terrible.
2018. That's when it opens up.
Hell, yeah. Start planning now.
Right, gotta save up for another trip.
Let's get our airplane ticket and hotel stay.
And brush it'll give you time to brush up on your Portuguese because that's what they speak.
Pretty much. I mean, do you even really need to talk when you're over there? I mean, like, you're probably just gonna be like,
yeah, like phrases like, "Hey, don't point that at me." Little space. No, I'm not into that. Stop touching me there. You know, stuff like that. Like you and your friend. You know, just like stuff that would be useful while you're there.
True.
Can you imagine the baggage check? You know how when they usually like check your bags before you go in?
Yeah, a bunch of dildos would be in there. So he's gonna roll through with a bag full of dicks.
And say, "Ma'am, you can only bring one in at a time, one per customer."
Right. And we're going through the X-rays. Oh Jesus! Just let her go. She needs this place more than any of us.
Right.
You've got to run into like the fucking strangest people in there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, Jesus, like.
Yeah.
You're paying to go to a sex park where supposedly you can't have sex.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which is horseshit. That's like no sex in the champagne room.
The golden sex section.
Like nobody ever gets a refund on a lap dance. That's bullshit. It happens. It happens to me.
A refund with a lap dance.
Yeah, I got a refund on a lap dance.
Oh, my God.
Did you really? You were like, "This bitch fucking sucks."
No one refunded.
It was, I went on a turnaround, and a friend of ours went with us. That was her birthday. We go to this strip club, and there was a stripper that she thought was really hot. So I was like, "Well, it's your birthday. Let me buy you a lap dance." So I talked to the dancer. I tell her, "Hey, this is it's my friend. It's her birthday. Wanted to buy her a lap dance. Are you, it's cool." And she said, "Yeah." She took the money. And they go to like the side where the lap dances are all happening. And they're just sitting there. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe she caught it between songs and she's waiting for the next song. You know, that's cool, whatever. But then the next song plays and they're still just sitting there. So I kind of get up and I go over there and I asked my friend, like, "What's going on? Like, you know, what's the problem?" And she's like, "She doesn't like dancing for women." And I'm like, "Well, what the fuck? Why didn't she tell me that before she took the goddamn money?"
Yeah.
And fuck. So she's like, "Dude, why don't you, like, she'll just do the dance for you." And I'm like, "But that's not the point, dude." I'm like, "It's, like, it wasn't for me to begin with."
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was $40, so I sat there and I got the dance, and then I went and I ended up talking to one of the other strippers and told her what happened. You just in conversation, not trying to get anybody in trouble, but I guess those two didn't get along, and so she goes to the manager. The manager walks over to me and I'm like, "Hey man, I'm not trying to start trouble. Just, you know, the next time if they're not cool or comfortable dancing for women, then they should say something before they take the money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah. And he's like, that's not cool. And he gave me the money back. And then he's like, what table are you at? And we're like, we're over there. He goes, oh, the table with bottle service. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, what are you guys drinking? And I, you know, told him what we were having. He was like, all right, well, I'm going to have, another round sent over to you guys because, you know, that wasn't cool of her and this and that. So he not only
shut the fuck up. So you got hooked up.
Yep. Not only did they refund me the $40, but they also sent another round of drinks over to us on the house.
That is cool.
What?
So, yep.
Baller.
And
I need a party with you.
And Fuck Checker was there. You can ask her if you guys need to validate. But nice. Yes, Fuck Checker was there and sitting right next to me when I got the money back and we got all the drinks and all our
where was this strip club? Because you need to pull that shit off again.
It's closed now. It was the Glitter Gulch in downtown Vegas.
The Glitter Gulch.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's basically like the equivalent of like the lowest budget like strip club, like old style. And it was cool because, I mean, there was no cover and it was a 2-drink minimum, but it was like $20. Total for 2 drinks, so it wasn't too bad. I mean, it was just something to do when, like, you didn't want to go drop like hundreds of dollars at like the actual like the good place, which is my preference. But I mean, hey, if you know you don't want to take a cab or go out of leave downtown if you're staying there, then it's easy to just go to the Gulch. Like everybody ends up there at some point, and so I frequent there a lot. And every time, it was like kind of like a tradition when Fuck Checker and I would go to downtown Vegas. Like at some point, we were going to hit up the Glitter Gulch to go see the B Team.
Oh shit!
It's like they're either starting off their stripping career or they're ending it. It's one of those types of places.
Yeah. Oh wow! At least got your refund.
That's true.
And drinks.
Still, I think hands down, that's still been like my favorite time at a strip club. Getting a lap dance.
That's
refund.
Everybody's favorite time.
And
they have
free round of drinks. And nice. we had just come from another strip club, and we went to Treasures in Vegas first, and so that one's like totally high end, posh.
I was gonna say I've heard of that one.
Oh man, that place is epic. If you want to go like and do a strip club, like go big on a strip club, I would advise going there.
That's the place to go to.
Oh, dude, it's super nice. It's huge. There's like hundreds of girls there. It's massive.
Yeah.
It looks like the ones that they put on TV and in the movies and stuff, like the big huge theater looking ones.
Right,
that's it. Yeah, it's 2 stories, and the top story is like the VIP section. You pay by the hour to be up there, but you get, from what we hear, you get waited on hand and foot. And the hotter girls that are working that night will usually end up there at some point. So,
wow.
But yeah, no,
I
think
there.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think we should all take a. I think we should do a podcast field trip and go stay in downtown Vegas and then.
Vegas trip.
Yep. Yes. We'll broadcast from there.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
Strippers.
We'll see.
Yep.
No refunds there.
Well,
that'd be sweet.
If I can get another refund,
that'd be nice to get it there.
And it's funny because we don't, like, when Fuck Checker and I go, we don't usually have to pay for lap dances or anything. The girls just kind of come and hang out with us.
Really?
They just stay. They don't
start shaking their booty on you.
Yeah, and then they...
You just have that effect on them.
I guess they like hearing us talk.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you see a couple walk in like to a strip club, it's like, oh, okay, is the girl being forced to be here or, whatever. And when they find out that she's totally not and she's having a good time and likes being there, then they just kind of come and stay. And like,
oh, yeah, they talk to you and shit.
Well, what about this and what about that and blah, blah, blah. And like, before, we went one time and it was... I think during the week, so it was a little slower, and like 3 or 4 of them were bored, and we didn't pay for any lap dances, and they hung out with us for like 2 fucking hours.
Oh wow!
Just sitting there,
I
like
need to, I need to hang out with you.
Right?
That's cool.
So, we're gonna do it. We're gonna we're gonna organize a trip, and Cookie's gonna go too, and he's gonna love that shit.
Yeah. cookie kick?
Fuck yeah. Right. We should totally like set up a GoFundMe for our Vegas trip.
Maybe if we get go on Patreon, or is that Patreon, or is that misallocation of funds for the show?
Check us out. Yeah,
we might get funded.
We need to go to a strip club.
The people that listen, subscribe they might
to our podcast.
Right?
They're like, I want to hear them in Vegas.
Right? Can you imagine?
We're such greedy fucks. We're like, someone pay for us to party and just fucking.
Let's start with
podcast it.
And you know what's going to be awesome is that when we actually do get to go out there and do the podcast from there, the recording board that we use is mobile and works on batteries. So, and it has microphones built into it. So we literally could walk around downtown Vegas and record the podcast live.
We should do that.
That would be cool.
We should do that.
I'm down.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm down for that.
All right, we'll talk about it.
All right.
Bucket list.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're coming up on our time for this episode. It's been great. Glad you guys are still tuning in. And we've got some good shows coming up to wrap up the second half of season one. Check out the website, www.riceandbeanscast.com, our Facebook page, Rice and Beans Podcast. We're on on Apple Podcasts, or as most of you know,
yes,
iTunes.
That's what they call it now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Google Play Music. Also, the RSS feed is live, so it should link into any of your podcast players that you do have. So just go ahead and search for us, Rice and Beans Podcast. If you can't find us in your podcast search, then go ahead and go over to the website and our RSS feed. Yeah, I know that's it's hard to say.
RSS feed.
And. So Jasmine and I are going to be working some more on the website. We're going to be adding a bunch more content. If you didn't get to check out Pepper's rant in the Face My Wrath section, you might want to go ahead and check that out. It was a pretty good one. I was like, wow.
I went on and on.
Yeah, that soapbox is about a mile high. And
I was like, there's so many things I can complain about.
Yeah, that rant was vicious. I like it. It was awesome. Thank you. Don't be shy. Add some more content up there. Post your feedback. Post your comments. And let us know what you want to hear on the show. I mean, we're totally open to suggestion, and we're, again, not afraid to tackle any subject, so bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.